Welcome to episode 213 of Todotogawa Bookmakers. If you're here for the writing, please go to minute number 3. Today in bookbinding, we're going to talk about clamshell boxes. I have made 3 clamshell boxes, one for a book and one for practice and one for another book. So I made 3 clamshell boxes. The first one is okay. The second one needed some problems. You can see pictures of these over at todotogawabookmakers.podbean.com. The first one is the red one. It's a good size, but the corners are not so good. The second one has a place where you can put your finger to open it, so it's a concave section of the foredge. Both of those have raised covers. The white one, the whiter one, not the red one, I forgot to add enough glue so the cover is not so good. And just today, I made a small one for a small book, and it came out, he says, dropping it, it came out pretty good. Again, pictures over at todotogawabookmakers.podbean.com. The one that came out pretty good is very small. Well, not very small. It's small. The book itself can fit in the palm of your hand. And what I have learned over the course of making 3 clamshell boxes is how to make clamshell boxes. With the first one, I investigated how to make the corners covered better. And in the second one, I learned about concave foredges, so you can put your finger in to open it, and adding more glue. And this third one I made today, I learned better corner covering and measurements. It all worked. I started to measure it better, more accurately. And the book itself fits in nicely, and it's easy to open. It's an accordion book, which is a mock-up. It's a prototype, and it works well. I mean, the mock-up of the accordion book works well. You open it out, and it's accordion, and then you open it out again, and then you open it out again. And so something about the size of A8 opens up into A4 size paper. So go over and look at that on todotogawabookmakers.podbean.com, and that's what I've been doing in making books. Now, about writing. This week I wrote 10,000 words on the novel. That puts me towards 10,000 words more to go, and it'll be finished. This is a 25,000-word novel, which is about 115 pages, something like that. It's a prequel to Fear itself, which would be 50,000 words, which is more like 200 pages. It's related. It takes the main character from his first violence to his joining the military. Of course, in book one, he is in the military already. And that's what I did on that particular book. On another book, I wrote another chapter. This was on Japan, in Spain during the Spanish Inquisition Don Quixote-inspired book. One more chapter on that. It's getting close to the end. I can sense it. I'm working on it. And I also wrote the last chapter, the penultimate chapter and the last chapter of Bochan's Bartender. That doesn't mean I've written the entire book. I've just written the ending. That means I can go back to where I finished writing and fill in the gaps, of which there are quite a few, and then maybe go back to some of the earlier work and make a few changes so it looks more like somebody else was the murderer rather than the actual murderer. And, of course, I edited and am rewriting portions of the sequel to City of Cox called Feeding Vicky's Corpse. These are both murder mysteries that take place on the Oregon coast with the same people but of different ages. So one of the characters might be 25, 30 years old in one book, but in the other he's a high school student. This is about a high school student. The Feeding Vicky's Corpse is about a Boston policeman, but it gets involved in a murder mystery in the small Oregon coast town and discovers the influence a rich people have on the high school and the police force. So I have written on Giapon, Bochon's Bartender, the military post-apocalyptic world, and edited another one. So I've done four books. I worked on four books, which I think was a good start. And this next week I have more time, so I'll be able to do more work. If you have any questions, right. The City of Cox is available for purchase on iBooks, Apple iBooks. I hope you take a look at it at least and check it out and enjoy it if you do purchase it. Thank you very much for dropping by. Hope to see you again soon. Bye.